Good afternoon. My name is Jerry Scott, and I will be your hearing officer for today. The administrative hearing for May 1st, 2024 will now be called to order. We do want the defendants to know that these proceedings are being recorded and are on the record. As we go through the hearing proceedings, the defendant will come up to the enclosed podium when your case is called. All defendants will have an affirmation of truth, as will each code enforcement officer. The code enforcement officer will read the case number and describe the violation or violations as may be, as well as the pertinent facts regarding the case. Then the defendant will have an opportunity to speak. The administrative hearing officer, being me, will make the decision based upon the evidence presented. The defendant will sign, date, and be given a copy of the judgment with instructions of what to do next. If you are ordered to appear at a later hearing date, that information will also be included on the judgment. You have the right to an appeal of the judgment to the Prescott City Court within 20 days and a filing fee as determined by the City Court. A right to appeal instruction sheet will be provided to you along with your copy of today's judgment. We will now go forward with the affirmation. All those that will be testifying today, will you please stand and raise your right hand? Do you affirm under penalty of perjury that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you. Our first case, number CE2305-039, address being 818 Lincoln, and property owner being listed as Gina G. Boyd. Yes. Okay. She'll, if you will just actually, if you'll, you can sit closer, Officer Wendy, will you please proceed with the details of this case?
Hello, my name is Wendy Starr. I'm a neighborhood services specialist. This case is for general accumulation 754A, which is general accumulation and outside storage, and also for 255, which is our land development code for garage sales and yard sales in excess of 3 a year.
And can you describe more of the violations, what's going on, and current process?
We inspected the first inspection on this property was 6-7 of last year, and we sent a courtesy letter for outside storage in the driveway. There was a lot of stuff on tables and in the driveway. Photos have been presented to you if you would like the old photos and the new photos. The new photos. Would you like me to bring those up to you? Those are from this morning at 8:12 a.m. And it just shows the accumulation in the driveway and the front portion of the house. She has corrected the backyard and done screening in the backyard. She did make progress around October, and we gave a letter of extension, and then in December we deferred it for Christmas, as we always do, and then we sent another letter on final inspection was on 116, and we sent it to legal because no progress had been made since October through January. And I hadn't had any more complaints on yard sales, so we could defer that one and close that one out.
All right, Ms. Boyd.
Hi.
There, what can you tell me about what's going on with this?
Okay. I spoke to Wendy last year, and my son kept on dropping things off. My health's been really bad lately. I'm legally physically disabled, but there's no excuse. He has no room at his place, and it kept on dropping off there. I've been there almost 15 years now, but I couldn't keep up with it, you know, and he wasn't coming over either. But we fixed that and fixed the fence, and then I was supposed to have a yard sale last weekend, and it rained, so we didn't have it. And in the last year when she sent me those letters, I didn't have no yard sales. I had my yard sale signs inside the gate. I never had it. I just never covered it up. I had it covered up, and that's about all I could do at that moment. Other than that, we're having pretty much a state sale. You only can have one weekend or one day or 3 days.
You can have 3 days.
3 days, that's all?
And 3 times a year.
3 days, 3 times a year. Okay, that's okay. I'm going to do this weekend. And hopefully we can get rid of a lot of things. And I put a new shed up. That's what happened last year, because I got a shed, and I had to stain it, and it was sitting by the front gate. And then I said, that's a shed to get rid of some of the stuff. And then I saw that you circled the fridge. I had to get a new used fridge because that was gone. I don't know what else to say, but I'm trying to get on it. You know, I'm going to have that yard sale. Like I said, it's going to be a state, move out of state sale for him. I know, it looks bad. I know. Do I sit down or what?
All right. How long do you think it's going to take you to get rid of the rest of the...
Well, I got a lot of things on Marketplace, and like I said, this year, this weekend I'll have a yard sale, and if since you said we can have another one, I'll probably have it next week too, as long as it doesn't rain, to get rid of everything, you know? And then he's just going to have to figure out the rest of the stuff, because he's got to go. He's moving out of state. He doesn't live there. He just puts his stuff there. Just, yeah. I'm sorry. I don't know what else to say.
That's okay. I know this is intimidating, a little uncomfortable to stand up.
I know. I'm like, look at all this. Who's mayor's coming? What?
All right. Officer Wendy, will you...
Do you want me to sit down? Sit down?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Any suggestions or recommendations?
We would defer to your judgment and possibly give her a little more time until next hearing, maybe, if she wants to do a couple more yard sales.
And it looks like we also have a holiday coming up around about that time, too, which may or may not, because Memorial Day weekend is the week plus prior, which may or may not prove beneficial to assisting on the sales of removal.
Thank you.
next date would be June 5.
Bear with me, I'm not accustomed to using a microphone. What is the week prior to June 5?
The week prior is Memorial Weekend.
Okay.
It is. It's actually that same week. Mm-hmm. I was also looking at July 3rd would be your next one.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, that is the week prior is Memorial Weekend. We're off on Monday, but we're open the rest of the week.
Right. So do you, in your personal opinion, being in enforcement, do you believe that Ms. Boyd's property could be abated prior to the June 5th?
That might be a little hard. That's only about 3 weeks.
That's kind of what I was thinking too. July 3rd, so then we would look at June, the week prior to July 3rd.
Would be June 26th. That week of is June 23rd to the 29th.
Okay.
Would be the week prior to that.
All right. We're going to give you till June 27th to come into full compliance on this. That means everything gone, everything eliminated, and that allows for time for us, for code enforcement to come by and also monitor and take a look and assure that it's done. Now, Ms. Boyd, you do realize that there would be fines assessed with this?
I don't want that. I don't want to fix income. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm on a fixed income anyway, so I don't want none of that. Yeah. No. I'm trying to recruit my friends to come over. You know, they got jobs and lives, too, and I can't pay anyone, so I'm like, come on. But... should I sit down now?
Okay. All right. So something that you may want to look at, and I'm going to offer you two solutions. One is reach out to some of your neighboring community services, such as some of the churches or that. They can help with the cleanup.
I'll come up there with you. So you don't have
all right.
To just stand there.
Just stand.
We might have a couple of organizations that last week prior, whatever you have left, they might be able to assist you get into the dump.
Dump, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Or helping clean up at least maybe get into the backyard.
Yeah, because I don't even have a car right now, so.
Right.
That's difficult.
I will look into that for you, is what I'll do, and then I'll reach out to some of the organizations we are in touch with.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I've had, with the back door, they've helped me with my steps and stuff before.
Okay.
Do I stay here?
So with that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to issue a fine of $250. However, you come into full compliance by the date, and that fine will be waived.
Okay.
Okay. So that gives you the incentive to get it completely cleaned up and work with that. Please keep in touch with our code enforcement,
Wendy,
to monitor progress and everything else. If you do an email or whatever, that is very helpful. And so let's get you a compliance date. Maybe June 27th.
So about a month and a half. About a month and a half, is that it?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
She asked if it was a month and a half. I said almost 2 months.
Yeah. I'm giving you some time because it is a lot of work, it looks like, just from the pictures and the exhibits I'm looking at.
Yeah.
So I'm giving you some time to work on it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do this at June 27th, 2024. You have a 2 p.m. deadline.
Do I have to come back here?
Otherwise, you would be here for the July 3rd hearing.
Oh, so if I talk to her prior to that, I might not have to come to the hearing? Is that what you're saying? If I comply to everything? Okay.
Yes, if you can come into compliance prior to then, you won't even have to be here.
Okay.
Because then you'll receive the thank you for your full compliance and cooperation notification, and you wouldn't have to worry about that. If you are not in compliance by then...
Well, I will be.
Then, of course, then you have to be here in front of me again.
This is ridiculous, yeah.
Let's try and get this done. If there's anything else to add, all right. And Ms. Boyd, I'm going to have you come all the way up here and come sign this. This will be a copy that signature says that you received a copy of the judgment, that you are aware of the terms of it, and I'm going to make a copy. I brought my printer just to do that. That way you'll receive a copy of it.
Okay.
Did I didn't need to stay there. Did I put a copy?
Okay, so then now our next case, number CE 2310-0. 011, address being 415 White Spar, property owner being listed as Prescott Highlands, LLC. For the record, the defendant or representative is not present. Officer Tander, will you please proceed with the details of this case?
Yes. Initial inspection was completed on 11-6-23. It was noted that there was weeds over the entire property. A letter was sent out. Reinspection was done on December 11th of 23, and no response to that. The weeds remained. Another letter was issued in a reinspection on 1-16 of 24, and then another inspection today, and there has been no progress. I do have recent pictures from today.
Thank you for that. Do you know if there's been any contact from the property owners at all?
None.
Any recommendations?
Defer to your judgment.
Great. All right, since we also have a no defendant present, that goes into a default judgment. That's $250. May 27th is a Monday, is that correct? That's the Memorial Day. Well, then I'm going to give them until May 29th at 2 p.m. to be in full compliance. Or be present at the June 5th hearing, is that correct? I'm also going to include on this judgment that aside from the full compliance, that they also make contact to our community development. Provide you guys with a copy of this. So then I see that there are no other cases that were presented on this agenda. Is that correct? All right. Well, then, being that there are no other cases on this agenda, this hearing is adjourned.